Hello everyone, it's Dr. Kiriyuki. Welcome to today's webinar on neck pain. And this is something that we see a lot of in the clinic. And today we've been focused on neck pain with some posts on social media as well as short video. And then tonight we wanted to explain a bit more. So we're open to your questions. If you're in the webinar right now, you can type in the chat. We'd be happy to answer your questions. We're paying attention to that. So if you have any questions, go ahead. And we just want to talk a little bit more about neck pain today. So I'm going to just go through a couple slides here. So what causes neck pain? Neck pain is caused by bones that are out of place, can be caused by compressed nerves, poor posture, or strained muscles. So we see a number of different neck pain conditions in the clinic. And people will come in with the bone out of place, and it's causing pain for them because it's pinching a nerve. Or people will come in because of poor posture. So maybe they're slouching or they are just kind of, sitting at a desk with their head down or their head too high. And we see a lot of text neck these days where people are have their head down and it's causing a kink in the lower part of their neck. People that have sometimes they're holding their phone off on the side and it's straining the muscles. So we see a number of these conditions in the clinic that cause pain that is localized right in that area, and pain also that can refer from that area down the arms and cause things like headaches. So what can you do about it if you're a person that has neck pain? Well, one is you can go see a chiropractor, and certainly getting the right attention for your neck pain is important. Getting an expert opinion is good because sometimes you're not really sure what's causing it, and you really want to get a proper diagnosis and get that treated properly. The other thing that you can do for it is improve your posture. So just look at the postural landmarks. Like your eyes should be level with the screen. You should have your arms at a comfortable height on your desk. If you're driving, you should have your armrests set properly and your seat set properly so you can easily hold on to the steering wheel or the foot pedals for the car. Or if you're walking or sitting, you want to make sure you have the proper alignment and the proper footwear as well. For exercise, it's important to exercise your neck. So just doing the right stretches or strengthening. There's a number of different layers in the neck. These include the scalenes in the front part of the neck. You've got the trapezius, a larger muscle in the back part of the neck. You have the latissimus dorsi, which is a large muscle group in the back. You have the sternocleidomastoid, the SCM from the mastoid to the collarbone right here to the inside right above the sternum. So you have a number of muscles performing different functions, and stretching these muscles and strengthening those muscles in some cases is very important. Sleep is also very important, and I think a lot of people underestimate sleep. They can not get enough and they're tired, or they have interrupted sleep. And sleep is very important for the healing process because when you don't get enough sleep, your body can struggle to heal properly. So I think a number of people, including healthcare professionals, sometimes underestimate the value of sleep. And then nutrition's important. Just giving your bones and joints the right amount of nutrition. And the protein is the building blocks to the body. So just getting enough protein is very important. Giving the body what it needs to build up new tissue and get rid of old tissue. Kind of deal with scar tissue that it has. Collagen is very good for the connective tissue. Getting the right vitamins is important. Vitamin D and calcium, really important for the bones, electrolytes for the cell function, and again, omega-3 fatty acids for the nervous system. So these fish oils can be very helpful for the nervous system and how they work. So often, patients do need to focus on their nutrition and improve the nutrition levels to give the body the right amount of nutrients to heal properly. And then what will a chiropractor do? Well, a chiropractor will do a history. So when you come in, we want to know the backstory. When did the neck pain start? How long it's been there for? When does it occur? How intense is it? Does it go away and come back? So we really want to understand your history, if there's been any family history, that type of thing. We want to do the proper assessment to determine what's causing your neck pain and then give you a diagnosis. And then we want to put together a treatment plan, a plan that'll help you to heal properly and give you the right advice so that you can do the right things at home to help yourself. So we are accepting new patients right now. If you're a if you're in the Kelowna area, in the Okanagan, you could scan the QR code right up here in the corner with your phone, and it'll open up the link in the browser to book an appointment. That's really easy to do. You could click on the link in our show notes, which will take you to a menu where you could book an appointment. It's really easy to book. You could just click on the day and time, enter your phone number, your email address, and we're going to send you the paperwork and in advance of the appointment. We will bill your insurance, and whether that's a private insurance or ICBC, we bill directly to the insurance companies. Usually on the first visit, we ask you to pay for that, give you a receipt, but after that, we can check your insurance and bill directly. And then we have digital X-ray in the clinic, and we do have Shockwave as well. So we use those services on a regular basis in the clinic. So I want to thank you for joining me today. I hope you learned something about neck pain. We plan on doing more of these live webinars, so please follow us on social media. And if you're on YouTube right now, click subscribe because you'll get notified when there's a new video or when we're doing a video like this. We will post these audio versions on our podcast. So again, it's very easy to go to the menu, the link to our menu, and then you can click on podcast, and it'll take you right there to our podcast channel. So in the show notes, click on that menu item where it says Linktree, and then you can go ahead and find our podcast from there. I want to thank you for joining us tonight, and we'll see you soon.